Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home to Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. We are on the air for 3 hours today until 1 o'clock. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's also the text line. We would love for all of our listeners listening through terrestrial radio and online, with that you could listen online, just go to WGNDavid.com and click the forward-facing white arrow to listen on any type of portable listening device. We would love to see your pictures for all of your home improvement projects. Send the pictures, text the pictures to 312-981-7200. That is the Mega Pros Joe text line. We'd love to help you. But first, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show, Chicago's premier real estate show, helping our listeners with any type of real estate challenge that they might have. We have a studio filled with experts, local business owners, local experienced professionals to answer all of your questions. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Pretty in Purple is Donna Sattler. She's got her Remax purple zippy up. What is that? Sweatshirt, hoodie on with her white.
Is that purple or mauve?
No, it's purple.
It's purple.
Right. Is your mic on, Donna? You got to get a little closer to the mic. Oh. That black thing with the silver stuff at the end of it, that's a microphone.
Is this a microphone?
Yeah, that's a microphone. 312-981-7200. That's Donna Sattler. Donna, you want to just quickly introduce yourself to our listening audience, because later in the show you're going to be talking how Michelle in Rolling Meadows called you about the election.
Yes.
And I get this all the time.
Me too.
What happens if the Republicans win, if the Democrats, if Trump wins, if Biden wins, if this guy wins, if that girl wins, whatever?
Or just about the election in general is what I'm getting. You know, people are very nervous about what's happening. So I've got some good facts and figures, and
okay,
we'll talk it through, and everything will be fine.
How long have you been selling real estate?
About 20 years.
I've been doing mortgages since August of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, I've been through Republican presidents, Democratic presidents, Republican House, Democratic House, Republican Senate, you know, both parties.
Economic downturn.
Economic collapse.
Yeah,
banking industry imploding.
Yeah, we've kind of seen it all, haven't we?
We've been through kind of a lot.
And we're still here.
We're still selling real estate. Folks,
we're still here.
Right, we're still alive. Thank God. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach you during the show and talk to you off air, how do they reach you, Donna Sattler?
They can call me on my cell phone at 847-651-3300. I'm always available except during the sleeping hours.
Which is from 11 to 3. In the afternoon. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mike from Peerless Fence, the guy that put the fence up in my new house, who I did not recognize when he walked in. I'm like, hey, you're the...
That was weird. Who are you?
I'm like,
why
hey,
are you here?
I've met him at my house. We've talked 400 times in the past 6 months. He's like, hey, I'm kind of busy. I'm going to be sending somebody. I'm like, hey, what's your name? He's like, Mike. I'm like, oh, hey, Mike. What's going on?
You know me.
He's like, you know me? I'm like, what? What's going on with the other Mike? He's like, it's me, Mike. I'm like, okay. I thought you were sending somebody else. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show, buddy. How come your mic is not on? Hey, Ferg, what am I missing here? Mike is on 5. 5's fired up, and it ain't firing. Mike, hold that thought. We can't hear you. Next to you is Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford. How are you, Trace?
I'm doing great, thanks.
You've been busy.
I've been busy.
You've been selling trucks and handling all of our listeners. It's incredible the power of the show, because you came on for the first time and they're like, oh, you know what? We got Joe Cotton Ford wants to sponsor the show. And I'm like, well, what the hell are we going to do with the car dealership? Right. And he's like, well, we're not a car dealership there, Spartacus. We actually sell a lot of trucks, and we've got this new service bay, and we're actually servicing a lot of trucks. Mm-hmm. And And then I'm thinking, well, that makes a lot of sense. Everybody on the show except Donna and myself own a truck. Okay.
I do not own a truck.
Either do I. Everybody owns a truck.
No, but you do PermaSeal, all their big stuff.
We do all the PermaSeal stuff, yeah. They drive all the way from Burr Ridge to Carroll Stream to come bring their vehicles to us.
Because they could do that big stuff.
Right, exactly. And I'm just like, well, that makes a lot of sense, because last time I looked, driving in, there's a lot of trucks in the Chicagoland market of a population of 8 million people. And welcome to the show. Welcome back. You haven't been on in about a month or so.
Thanks for having me back.
No problem, buddy. You want to be talking about... a lady by the name of Loretta, Sweet Loretta. Sweet Loretta. That's a great song. Contacted you about purchasing a vehicle and about the tax savings. And again, this is election season. You know, everybody at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, Joe, as you know, everybody's like, lease a car, lease a car, lease a car, tax this, tax that. It's better. There's a huge tax incentive to lease a car. So she was concerned about if that tax incentive was going away, and you're going to dive a little deeper into that topic at about 10:45-ish. Mike, your mic is now on. There you go.
All right.
Mike from Peerless Fence. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you doing today?
Good. You've been putting up a lot of fences?
Lots of fences. Super busy.
The pool thing completely blew my mind, because I had no idea. I'd never thought about it, right? You put up a pool. With the pandemic, all the public pools basically were shut down. Everything in Northbrook, Glenview, in my area was shut down.
Everywhere.
Everywhere shut down. So then, huge rush for pools. Now there's from what I heard from one of my neighbors the other night, there's at least a year backlog of pools going up in people's homes. Yeah. Above ground pools. Forget about the below ground pool.
Pool contractors are out, 2022 for installations.
They're already booked out.
Really? 2022?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea.
Cow.
I didn't want a pool. I had zero interest in the pool. My wife wanted a pool. Mm-hmm. I had zero interest in a pool. And guess what? We have a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, I mean, that's how it works.
You weren't really interested in building a house either.
I didn't want to build a house either.
You didn't want anything.
I was good. I was.
I'll tell you what. Without the women, you and I would still be in caves. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right. Pretty much.
This is a nice cave.
It's a great cave.
Come on over to my cave.
Get off of my rock. But, I did not understand how crazy you guys were in backlog for materials to put fencing up.
Can't
get lumber.
Deck material is the same
thing.
Yeah.
Anything.
Lumber is at a short. It's running out. You're on waiting list. Contractors, Joe, as you know.
So everything was just in time inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And the inventory changed. Do you know what I'm saying? The demand changed, and then the supply chain was affected because somebody might have gotten COVID.
COVID. And then also, are the wildfires having an
effect? I can't even
I know,
see
I don't like
no,
it when I can't.
No, the wildfires have nothing to do with it.
They have nothing to do with it? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Yeah. Joe's...
I just thought it might.
No. Joe's our forestry expert on the show. So if our listeners want to get a hold of you, Mike, during the show, we're going to be here for the next 2.5 hours. How do they reach you with your fencing questions?
Reach me on my cell phone. It's 224-636-1690.
You could still get a fence, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Some are plastic.
Some are plastic. David's is plastic.
Some are chain.
Some are chain links.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's vinyl. We don't call it plastic.
Nah.
You can't, if
that doesn't sound
if you
better.
Call it plastic, you have to charge less. You call it vinyl, and then you just wham.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah,
sure.
Totally.
You got whammed.
Easily.
You know, you got to call it something. It's not a car. It's an automobile. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Busy.
Everything's busy. You know what? Our text line last weekend was just off the hook, right?
Yeah.
So send in those pictures, and right now, they'll just give you my cell number. You can call me directly.
And you'll follow up after the show?
Absolutely. Meaning we'll get to every text we can, right?
Right. On the MegaPros text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and we just had our first 1630 text in about a laminate floor, but first we've got to hit a quick break. We're going to come back with Donna. Answering our listeners' question, Michelle from Rolling Meadows, which is right around the corner from your office.
My office is in Rolling Meadows.
In Rolling Meadows off of 62 and 53.
That is correct.
Right. It's on 62 just east of 53.
That is exactly correct.
That's right. Okay. I know.
I've never been there.
It's a great office.
You should come there. It's beautiful.
Can't I even see you?
I don't know. It's
all right, we'll fix that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show on AM 720 WGN. We're going to go right over to Donna.
Yes.
Donna, we have Michelle in Rolling Meadows, longtime listener of the show, is very concerned about the election and how it will impact the real estate market. Mm-hmm. Your professional opinion, young lady, with 20 years of experience,
mm-hmm.
Remax at Home out of Rolling Meadows as well, around the corner from somewhere close to Michelle in Rolling Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
What is your professional opinion about the upcoming election in 10, I think it's 10 days, 10 days?
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon.
I voted yesterday.
Did you? By mail?
Stood in line at Northbrook for 45 minutes at the Village Hall.
45 minutes?
45 minutes.
Wow.
Thank you to my Mega Pros Joe hooded sweatshirt for keeping me warm.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Did you wear it today?
I wore it today. It's behind the green screen.
So you do have hoodies.
He does.
Oh, yeah. They're getting very popular.
Well, that's not important right now. How is the focus? I mean, it's like a room full of people with ADD in here. So let's focus. All right, pop your pills and look. All right.
Boink.
So election, 10 days.
Yes.
Somebody hopefully will be elected, announced.
Are you going to let me talk?
Or? Yes, President. How do you think it's going to impact? How do you think it's going to impact the real estate market?
Who we voted for?
How do you think it's going to impact the real estate market?
Well, here I get this question a lot. From should I buy a house now? Should I sell a house now? And without a doubt, we've had a rather tumultuous year. Would you agree?
Had a great run. It's been a great run.
It's been a great run,
still
but there's
a
been
run.
A lot of crazy things going on here that are factors that are, you know, people are thinking are affecting the real estate market, and they're really not. So what I'd like to talk about is the election. And as a disclosure here, I'm not proponent of one side or the other, just how this is affecting or how people think it's affecting the real estate market. So what I do is I study numbers, because it's important to me in what I do. So there's a report. It's called the One House, Two House, Red House, Blue House report that they have been tracking.
Dr. Seuss wrote it?
No, he didn't. But it's kind of, I guess you could think he might have. But it tracks activity since 1963 of election years, what's happening. Now, always we have a drop from October to November in a non-election year of probably about 10%.
Sure.
So if we sold 100 houses in October, we will sell 90 in November. Historically, since 1963, that in the election years, it changes from 10% to about 15% drop.
Wow.
So in October, we sell 100. In November of an election year, we'll sell 85.
Okay.
So it's not that great of an effect. But what is interesting is that no matter who wins, Republican or Democrat, the first year of the four after an election is the most robust of the four.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And this is historical since 1963.
R or D, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Interesting.
But what's interesting about the R or the D or the red or the blue is that consumer confidence in whichever party won will increase in the areas that are heavily red or blue.
Sure. That makes sense.
So and again, if you look at it, it's usually about 50-50. So to answer the question overall, how does it affect the real estate market? It doesn't affect it that much.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are concerned that they shouldn't put their house on the market, I would say those fears are you shouldn't have those fears.
Well, people are going to have fears no matter what about selling the house. Okay?
Correct.
It's a very frightening time. I just went through it. Okay?
Yes.
And then also buying a home. It's a very frightening time. Building a home. Forget about it.
Right.
I mean, I've got chest pains every day. Okay, so
that takes in a whole other
set of
level of craziness.
Right.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Phone lines are ringing, guys. There we go. Picked up the phone. So it really doesn't matter.
So what I say to people is, you know, there are other factors that are affecting whether you should list or buy a home right now. The most pressing, which is the interest rates, which are so incredibly, unbelievably low. There is no better time to move up or to be a first-time home buyer than right now.
100% agree.
And that, of course, affects the sellers because we have a limited amount of inventory out there, and we have had a limited amount of inventory throughout the year. That looks to continue, so that, again, creates a seller's market. So you're in a good position. You've got a limited amount of inventory, so you can sell your house quickly. You've got low interest rates, so you can have a wonderful payment over the course of the next 30 years.
Sure.
So it really is a great time to buy or sell a house.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What is the name of that report one more time?
It's called One House, Two House, Red House, Blue House.
And is it available to all of our listeners, or is it only for real estate professionals?
It's put out by a company called BTIG. It's a research company. I don't know if they could access it or not. I'm able to access it through various channels, but I don't know.
So if our listeners would like a copy, they should contact you. And you'd
Yes,
be
they
than...
should.
Okay. So if you would like a copy of One House, Two House, Red House, Blue House, Donna's going to be more than happy to email it to you. And if not...
it comes in that Dr. Seuss book, though,
yeah,
right?
It comes in that Dr. Seuss book.
So here, Donna, what's interesting is that when you say tumultuous, you had the best spring you've ever had in
yes.
your last 20 years
yes.
while COVID was
yes.
Just popping up.
Again, counterintuitive, but
yeah.
a lot of offices were closed, and a lot of offices are still closed. RE/MAX At Home has been open the entire time. I have been working the entire time. I've had perhaps one of the best years I've had since 2007 yeah. or 2008.
Amazing, right?
I'm just going to give you a timeline, okay? January through March, mid-March, it's a normal market. Rates are in the fours, everything. It's a normal market, right?
Right.
People buying, people selling.
Yeah.
Okay, mid-March, everything stopped.
Yeah.
Everybody thought they were going to die.
Except me.
Except you. No, I'm just saying, things shut down.
Yes.
And people freaked the hell out.
Yes.
Okay, we couldn't.
At first, it was death-defying, right?
You couldn't leave your house. You didn't want to touch anything. I remember coming in
but
here.
But I did.
Well, no, I remember coming in here. Okay, we'll dive deeper into that at 1 o'clock off the air. I don't want to get kicked off by the FCC of things you're touching. But I was coming in here. There were like four cars on the road. I made it downtown from Northbrook in like literally 22 minutes.
I know.
I'd walk in
it's
here.
Great.
I had gloves on. Everything was wiped down. It was crazy. Nobody knew. Okay, you thought you were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that put a little psychological freak out in your head.
Mm-hmm.
The rate shot up because the banking industry didn't know how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Music, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to talk about this more after the break because it was a huge psychological twist that mm-hmm. happened mid-March that everybody's forgetting about. We got to hit the bottom of the hour news. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is MicroPro's contact line. Gary Novell coming up after the break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to get back to the timeline that we were talking about prior to, mm-hmm. Before we bring Gary up. So, okay, so January through March, mid-March, everything was normal market. Joe, you were going out. Tom. Tracy, you were selling cars. Mike, you know, you were getting ready to put fences up. Donna, you had a normal ebb and flow of buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were having a pretty good start to the year. Rates were low.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, COVID hit, right? And I remember the beginning of March, rates cratered. 30-year fixed low dropped to the lowest it's ever been, 3%. The entire mortgage industry locked over $80 billion worth of loans.
Were a lot of those refis?
A lot of it was refis. Yeah. A lot of it was, 25 to 30% were purchases, but a ton of it was refis.
Right.
The entire industry in 1 week locked the equivalent of 6 to 8 weeks worth of loans, 2 months worth of loans in 1 week. Not just us, the entire industry.
So yeah. What did you lock at, though?
At 3%. I mean,
okay.
We were locking
gotcha.
Our borrowers, you know, depending upon credit and what's going on.
Right.
You know, low threes to mid threes. We were taking people from the fives into the threes. So everybody, like, flooded into every mortgage and bank to, you know, to start refinancing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then what happened? Entire industry got their bellies full. Rates shot up to the mid threes to slow it down. Then it came down. Boom. Pandemic hit, okay? Rates went from the mid-threes, low to mid-threes, to 5% in 5 business days. In 5 days.
But the banks were just trying to protect themselves,
the banks
right?
were stopping the flow right. of money to them, of new loans, because they didn't know what was going on. Okay, Fannie Freddie didn't know what was going on. FHA, VA didn't know what was going on. Servicers didn't know what was going on. They rolled out, all right, forbearance. Everybody that wants forbearance gets forbearance. Go, it's a party. Servicers didn't know what that meant. You know, had no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
They still had to send the money to their bondholders to pay off their investors, and they had nothing coming in. They didn't know what percentage of their portfolio was going to go into forbearance. Nobody did, Joe. It was a complete freak out for like 2 weeks in March. You didn't sell any cars after that.
No, we were very slow.
Everything shut down. Mike, you didn't get any calls to put up fences, you know, mid-March.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, Mr. Big
He's
Shot.
He's bragging. No, he
Me
did.
And Mike
he
were busy even in know. Mid-March.
We were working the whole time.
Huh? The entire mortgage industry.
There were two weeks that nobody got a
nobody
phone call
Nobody did anything
in
for 2 weeks.
Okay.
You did not.
Okay.
Hold on. Jealous,
2 weeks, everything basically shut down for the macro economy.
For the macro.
The overall economy.
Me and Mike are the micro.
Nobody had no idea what was going on. And then when they started, Fannie Freddie started coming out saying, this is what we're going to do. The servicers have to make four payments, and then we'll back them. And then everybody started calming down. Rates started coming back down. And we've had a clear freaking sprint from April until now of extremely low, historically low rates, which has spurred on more people calling Donna to buy and sell homes, more people to call Mike to, you know, put in fences and decks and all that other stuff, people to buy cars and fleets and people to redo their homes, Joe, because everybody's sitting in their homes going, I don't like that anymore. I'm tired of seeing that.
People were taking their vacation money and saying, yep. I'll do my fence. I'll do my house. I'll buy my car.
They still are.
Yeah,
I had a guy call me a couple of weeks ago. Goes, I had a 3 week transatlantic cruise set
yes,
up.
Right.
Okay. High. You know, $20,000-$30,000 with airfare and doing this with all his. He's like, I've got the money now. I just canceled it. They're still not giving me a guarantee that these ports are going to be open. I'm going to go do this with it, right? And he's going to put a roof on. He's going to put it. People are doing that. That's what they're doing. They're putting it into their pools and their backyards.
Some people build houses.
So
yeah.
Some morons like me build houses.
Put a fence at it.
Yeah. I was going to go on vacation and instead I'm going to build a house.
Build a pool, and build a fence.
I'll be in my backyard for the next 10 years. I'm not going anywhere. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Eating cheese sandwiches and drinking lemonade.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Megapros call and text line. Thanks for all the texters. We'll get to them in a second. Gary Novell, how are you, buddy?
Hi, David. Good morning, everyone. Hey, I'd just like to say that back in March and April, I was overwhelmed with people calling because they were trying to get their credit scores up as soon as possible to take advantage of those low rates that were going on at the time.
Yeah, and they continue to be low. And I'll tell you what, going back to your conversation earlier, Donna, with presidents and Democrats and Republicans, when Bush turned it over to Obama, and we were in the middle of the absolute wacko time, okay, and we had HARP 1, then we had HARP 2, we had a run of 7 years of low rates during that period of time. We had a seven-year run of low rates. And everybody's like, well, when's it going to go? I'm like, listen, it's going to go up eventually, right? It's like Tom Skilling saying it's going to snow, right? Eventually in the next 6 months, it's going to snow. We don't know when. How do I know? Because we live in Chicago on Lake Michigan. Guess what? It's going to be really cold, and it's going to snow. All right, so it's going to go up. So it bounced up, and now we're back down at historic rates. So take advantage of it, everybody. Take advantage. Call up a lender and get it done. 312-981-7200. Karen, Gary, the credit guru, Gene and Berwin called with a challenge about his credit score is constantly in the 600s, and you helped him get him to 700. How'd you do that, my friend?
Yeah, Dave, he had called me wondering if I could take a look at his credit report and help him, as the scores for the past few years have always been in the mid-600s, and he was trying to get them over 700, and he said no matter what he did, his scores stayed about the same. Basically, he was treading water, so to speak. So I looked at his credit report, saw three credit cards, debt utilization at 70% on each, a car loan, a mortgage, as well as one collection for about $2,000 from a cell phone company, because he co-signed for his son, and his son messed up the account, and one old paid charge-off account. Seems like he's kept those credit card balances about the same consistently the past few years, and he also had a few late payments showing on those accounts as well. So what I did was had him pay down those balances on the credit cards to about 25% as I worked with the credit bureaus to clean up the bad items. I also had him call the collection agency up, and he was able to work out a settlement to take care of that collection. So now his debt utilization is about 25%, The collection now shows zero balance and zero past due, and I was able to get most of those late payments off his credit report, as well as that old charge-off account. We then checked his scores at myfico.com, saw that his scores were all in the low 700s for any type of credit that he walked out and would apply for. He was amazed that it was that simple and easy and could be done so quickly. It's not impossible. It can be done that fast. For any questions on this type of situation or on your credit or credit scores, call me at 630-624-9557. Everything begins with credit nowadays, so if you want the absolute correct and honest answers to your questions, you need to grab your phone and call me at 630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay safe. David, one thing I'd like to say, a couple weeks ago I talked about ID theft and fraud that's going on with people being told by their employers that they're getting, people are filing unemployment claims in other states using their information. I've got a ton of phone calls from people that are going through that exact same situation. So ID theft, fraud, it's rampant around the country nowadays, but nobody wants to talk about it. So you got to be careful. Keep an eye on your credit report because you never know what's going to happen.
All right, Gary. Joe?
We just had one of those, Gary. One of our guys, somebody found for unemployment in his name while he's working full time.
Yeah. I mean, I've had people, you know, in how the IRS delayed people paying taxes for a couple months. People are filing their taxes. They're getting a letter back from the IRS, and they're saying, you know, hey, what are you talking about? We sent a refund out 4 months ago on you.
Whoops.
So you got to be careful. Yeah. Look, odds are, if you've been a victim of one of these massive data breaches over the last 7-8 years, and odds are you've been a victim of one, at least one of them, of your information being compromised, it's a lifelong problem you have to be aware of because you never know when they're going to use that information. They could use it today. They can use it in a year. They may not do anything for 3-4 years down the road. So it's something that you always have to be aware of. This is why it's so important to check your credit report. Credit bureaus let you get a free report once a week now because of all this ID theft and fraud that's going on because of the virus.
All right, Garrett.
So take advantage of that.
We got to hit a break here, buddy. What's your phone number?
630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, buddy. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Because you had to
be a big shot. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We were going to go to Tracy, but we've got a short segment here, Tracy. We're going to bump you to 11, then we're going to bump Mike to 11:15.
From Are you going to bump me off the end?
No, we've got we have questions here. 630. I live in a condo. I believe my floor is a laminate floor. It's very shiny, Joe.
Yeah.
Can it be refinished, and can a few warped pieces be replaced? I think it is placed over a concrete base. Laminate flooring over
so
a concrete base.
So the problem is, if it truly is laminate, all right, that finish is so thin, right? So yeah, probably not. Can you clean it up? Possibly, but that would be for Igor.
So I read this as one of the laminate floors that have got the plastic squares, like old school squares that you put down.
That would be parquet.
That would be parquet. So this would be...
So laminate floor was like, remember Pergo?
Pergo
was a laminate floor. It was real popular, but I mean, this is kind
of a... But now they have
Pergo.
Those laminates that are like, what do you call that?
Vinyl.
Tongue and groove.
See, but most of those are vinyl plank, Donna.
Right.
Right. So
I'm
laminate,
thinking not.
No, I don't think you can refinish it. I do think, you know, depending on what you're trying to do, maybe you could make it look better.
630, if you could send a picture, that would be great.
But can you replace the piece? Like if there's a bad piece?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. Okay.
Right. So, but Igor would know the truth, and he would know what you can get done.
847-674-7500 is Mr. Floor. 847-674-7500. But 630, please send us a picture of what you're talking about so Joe has a better line of reference. We have Mike Peerless Fence. Text message for you from 847. I have a chain link fence that was vinyl covered. The vinyl is peeling off. Can it be restored?
I'm going to have to say probably not. That vinyl coating that's on there is, you know, it's placed on there by the manufacturer. And, I mean, you're basically got to go back. I mean, my best suggestion would maybe take a hairdryer out there, try and melt it back on there. But that's
or
not really good.
Or sandblast off the rubber coating.
Yeah, but then you're left with the exposed old, you know, galvanized chain link. It's going to rust out. You know, it's,
so the answer is replace the fence.
The answer is replace the fence,
847, if you could go out and take a picture, I'm telling you, a picture, if you could text a picture. To 312-981-7200.
If it's a smaller section, if it's a smaller section of chain link fence, it's just a little bit. You know, there is a possibility that we can cut the fabric and replace just that area of fabric. That is a possibility, but it really depends on, you know, the full degradation of what the coating actually is.
Where it is,
exactly.
Degradation.
Degradation. Big
four syllable word. You know, four syllable word.
I like a four syllable word.
Throw them in there every now and then.
Okay, leave it alone, Joe. Move on.
Send a picture in.
Joe,
send a picture.
Don't ask Kurt to like follow up questions. Just let her go. Let her throw it out there and just make believe she didn't say
just
it.
Ask why.
And move on. Like, no, just I'm glad she likes it and just let it go. We're going to go to 630. Morning Day, love your show. You know you're going to get your text read when you start your text like that. 630. Morning David, love the show. I'm going to put down laminate flooring and wondering if I should lay it the length of the living room and hallway or the width, Joe?
It does not matter. That's an aesthetic thing. So your hallway, you can picture it down it. So if you lay it horizontally, or I'm sorry, perpendicular to your hall.
Mm-hmm.
That was four syllables
perpendicular.
Almost.
Yeah.
Perpendicular. it's going to be like a ladder, right? Or you can lay it long ways.
Usually it looks better long ways in the hallway, and then you would carry that through to the next room.
So,
but I've seen it done angularly, which looks kind of cool, too. Depends on the style of your home and the look you're trying to achieve, I would think.
But in answer to the question, it's just aesthetics.
Yeah.
It's a personal preference.
Yeah.
847, what's the best place to get a home equity loan? Need some home improvements and don't want to take from retirement account, Linda? Well, we refer all of our listeners to Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank. She's awesome. Her number is 630-241-5726. 630-241-5726. She is an outstanding loan officer and very, very knowledgeable. 312, question for Donna. A relative in Oak Brook has a lovely four-bedroom home, which she is planning to list in the near future. Her kitchen has beautiful oak cabinets, which appear to be in good condition. She is convinced that if she has them painted white, it will increase the value of her home because buyers prefer white kitchens. What are your thoughts?
That's a multi-tiered question. I mean, a multi-tiered answer from me. First of all, what is the style of the house itself? Secondly, what do the cabinets look like? Are they scrolled cabinets? Are they flat panel cabinets? This would all, you know, come into play. But the bottom line question is, would it give her more money? Not necessarily. Do people like white cabinets? Yes. It may sell your home quicker, but not necessarily for more money.
Okay. And I will tell you that we have a sponsor of the show, an expert on the show by the name of David Haas from Miracle Method, who I've seen there before and after cabinets, and you can't even tell it was not white from the beginning.
Dave, our customers are eating up that Miracle Method.
It's unbelievable.
Right?
It's an unbelievable process, and I would strongly recommend you call David at 630-832-2250. 630-832-2250. He'll send you some before and after pictures. They are absolutely unbelievable. 312-98.
May I say something?
Sure.
It should be done professionally because I've seen many people who have tried to do it on their own. And the minute you open a door and your finger scrapes against the cabinet, it will take that paint off. They have to be taken down. They have to be, you know, primed and all that bananas.
And David has got an unbelievable process. I've seen it myself. I've been in his studio out in, what was it, Villa Park, Joe?
It is. But more importantly, it's the process that he uses to adhere the paint to it.
Correct.
So it they are awesome. We were painting cabinets forever, and it takes forever. And
yes, it does.
They do a great job.
Are we going to come up on a break? Loretta from Wheaton wants to know about tax credits. We talked about how the election is going to impact housing. Donna gave her opinion, one house, two house, red house, blue house.
Mm-hmm.
I want your opinion, Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford, about what your thoughts are on how the election within the next 10 days is going to impact car and truck sales. And then after at 11:15, Mike from Peerless Fence, who's been sitting patiently, Sophia from Round Lake, longtime home sweet home Chicago listener, called asking about fence installations and how long into the season that can be done. We got the winter coming up. The ground's going to start freezing. Yep. All of that's important. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Right now, we're going to give our first gift card away. Sammy, are you ready for the drum roll there, Sammy? Hang on. We have a drum roll. We're all prepared here. Ready, Sammy? Okay, hit it. Okay.
That's a long drum roll.
You got the cymbals there? All right. So we got. All right, we need to produce that a little better for next week.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was the last of Donna Sattler.
But do you have to hear it every week?
I guess we have to. I have no control over
it. Wrong.
I just host the show, dude. 312-981-7200.
I found that hysterical.
I know you did. I got a tough enough time.
That means you don't listen to the show because he's been playing it.
All right. I got tough enough time pressing the five blue buttons in front of me here to make sure the mics are on. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn real quick. Donna Sattler, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can call me. They can text me. They can email me. My telephone number is 847-651-3300.
Mike Levitsky from Peerless Fence. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they do that?
They can call or text. My cell phone number is 224-636-1690.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
And Tracy Kahn from Joe Kahn Ford. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you before they hear you talk about your thoughts on the election and how it's going to impact car and truck sales?
They can reach me at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
We've got Carol and Gail on the line. Hang tight, ladies. We're going to pick you up in a couple of minutes here. Heard a lot about this leasing incentive at the end of last year, the beginning of this year. I leased a car at the beginning of the year to take advantage of it. I had to because my lease was up, but what's going on? What are your thoughts? You heard Donna talk about one house, two house, red house, blue house, and those numbers. How do car and truck sales, how are they impacted with the election, after an election, before an election? What are your thoughts?
I don't think there's going to be a big change regardless of who wins the presidency, but the month leading up to it, October here, is a little bit quiet in this business. A lot of people are sitting at home watching TV, wanting to see who's going to win. But then after it's over, 4 years ago when it was over, we sold 11 the very next day, and it ended up being one of the best Novembers we ever had. So I think it just needs to be over as far as we're concerned.
It's
so
exhausting.
And let people just get back to their lives.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, listen, you know, it's our country. I don't care who you vote for. But just get off your ass and vote, okay? I mean, or do this, or shut up and don't comment about anything.
Or buy a truck.
Or buy a truck.
I just told you,
or a house.
Trace, we just bought two trucks, and the reason, because of Section 179 is still there. So you get to depreciate that truck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
And that's actually what...
No, I'm not an accountant, but...
No, but that was...
Makes what's the sense. Weight limit on that?
6,000.
6,000 pounds.
6,000?
Like it could be a truck or an SUV.
Yes. So anything. So what's that law? I'm not familiar with that law.
Okay. So Section 179 is a law that was put in several years ago, and there's some talk about it going away depending on how the presidency goes. So a lot of people are going to try to take advantage this year of getting their commercial vehicles because it's an IRS function for businesses, especially small businesses, where they can depreciate 100% of it this year.
Yeah, so you can accelerate the depreciation. So I can take that full purchase and expense it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I guess you misunderstood my question. What is the law? I mean, up to 6,000 pounds is the...
Anything over 6,000 pounds.
It's got to be at least 6,000-pound vehicle.
It's gross vehicle weight.
Right. Okay. GVW, so, gross vehicle weight.
So as it rolls off the factory line, if it's 6,000 pounds or greater... The business could write it off the entire amount that same year they bought it.
Right. And wow. You need to check with your accountant because I'm not an accountant, or talk to Stephen Leahy or whoever. But
I'm pretty good, though. Yeah.
Joe can do my accounting. I like the way he does his accounting.
I'm sure you do, and then you'll definitely be calling Steve A. Lee.
Yeah, it's all good until you get audited. I'm telling you what, you can do whatever you want, and then if you get audited, then you got trouble.
Everything's tax deductible until you get audited. It's
exactly.
fine.
Exactly.
That's right.
Steve A. Lee, he's on the phone. So our listener out in Wheaton, Loretta.
Loretta, sweet Loretta.
So what was her question? How did you help her overcome her challenge?
So her question, and actually after getting more information, I found that she is a business owner. And so her question is about this Section 179, where you can get an advanced depreciation on commercial vehicles. Now, here's the key to this. This year is not a year like any other. The factories were shut down for 4 months, so supply is very small. And, of course, it's all supply and demand, which is why Joe was asking me why they don't have 0% on that stuff. Well, if there's no supply, then you can basically...
What is the current inventory of cars right now?
Cars are fine. There's no problem with cars. It's commercial vehicles right now, and especially going into this time that commercial vehicles are in short supply. So right now we do have a good selection of cab and chassis, so a truck that you can put a dump body on or a flatbed or whatever it is you do, you can put that on the cab and chassis, and then we also have a great selection of vans like Joe would need. And,
so here, our vans have to be red. I mean, they've been red for 40 years.
Right.
But what you just taught me, go ahead, Trey.
Right. So anyway, what I told Joe was it doesn't matter what color the van is that you buy. Everybody's putting a wrap on these days, and these wraps can be any color that you want them to be. For example, Precision Plumbing, they have white vans and silver vans, but they put an orange wrap on it so it all matches.
And do you do that?
We don't do that, no.
Okay, there's a special automotive wrapping company that does it.
Right. Yes. So what Joe was telling me was he was spending $1,400, $1,500 having the lettering done on the side of his van, but he has to buy a red van in order to make that work. If he buys a white van and puts a $3,000 wrap on it, now he has his red van with whatever logo
he wants. Why'd you tell him to do that?
Come to me and buy his van from me.
I've been doing this for 40 years. I never even thought of wrapping it.
I was going to get into the van brokering business because Joe Burns.
Oh, you were just going to buy white ones.
I was going to buy
wrap
white ones
and
then sell it to you with
me.
A $3,000 VIG on it.
I knew you
and
were
just
a
tell
good
him it's
friend.
Yeah, tell it's red. You never know the difference. Yeah. No, but
like I'm going to buy a truck from Hot.
That's true. I wouldn't do either. 312-981-7200. But is that what a lot of but you had no idea. You've been doing this 40 years. You've been buying red trucks for 40 years.
I've seen the wrapping thing, but I never thought of it is hard to get those red vans sometimes.
It is, and that's why with these wraps today, it really doesn't matter what color vehicle you buy. If you put the right wrap on it, it's whatever you want it to be.
Can I wrap David's car while he's in here?
You can. Put rainbow flags on it, whatever you want.
That would be awesome, right? Just like a... big rainbow Mercedes.
Yeah, it's
out
raining
there.
Men. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. It's one of the greatest songs. It's one of the greatest songs of all time. You could be down in the dumps, Donna, and you hear that song come on. It just brings you up. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and to listen online. Sammy's going to drop the music because we got to hit a break coming up after the break. We have Mike from Peerless Fence. If our listeners want to reach you to learn more about trucks and vans and servicing trucks and getting into different types of vehicles, what's the best number for them to reach you at, Tracy?
They can reach me at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
Home sweet home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. We'll be back after these messages.
Because I think the whole world up and you can't change that.
You sure you didn't do it while you were eating?
Yeah, we're on the air, Donna.
Donna, you're on the air, you freak.
Yeah, that red light means we're live. You've been doing the show for 5 years now, and we got to put her like in a bubble. We just got to just put bumpers around her, make sure.
I don't even understand why you didn't know where you were.
Yeah, Donna, you're at WGN, okay. 303 East Wacker Drive, 18th floor. Hey, Studio D, in case they have to send some help for you. 312-981. There's a fire station right outside the door. You're fine. 312-981-7200. Never know what, Donna. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Carol, welcome to the craziness. How are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm good. I'm kind of frustrated with some of these villages. They now have new ordinances coming out, and we can't find out where we can find out information as to the ordinance, if it's gone into effect. When you go to a village inspection, they put down, here's the issue. They're now calling that bathtubs cannot have a double faucet turn-on. They have to be single. Where do we find these ordinances?
So, Carol, what town are you in?
Oh, the house that I'm listed, I'm a realtor,
okay,
is in Calumet City.
All right.
And I can't find out any information.
Well, for everybody who doesn't know, Calumet City, southeast side, near close to Indiana. Go ahead.
But, Carol, So are you saying you have to do this in order to sell the house?
Yes.
No, she wants to take a shower. She wants to take a bath, and she wants to make sure she's in ordinance of the bath.
You want to make sure that you could turn it on properly? No, Carol, any good plumbing contractor will tell you in that area, I would think.
Oh, I know, but I want to read the ordinance.
She wants to personally locate it.
Right. I want the information because somebody else said to me that they're not sure that ordinance went into effect.
Yes. You could talk to your building commissioner. He would have to give you a copy of it.
None of them are in the office and they don't answer their phone.
And they don't answer emails and they don't call you back.
So there's nothing available on a website. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. But then I would go to the biggest plumbing contractor you have.
There's
no place on the internet that we can find out what ordinances. You know, they used to use like BOCA.
Yes. So, in other words, all these guys. All right. So that's where I thought you were going. So everything was a BOCA standard for forever, right?
What's BOCA stand for?
Right.
I have no idea.
Okay, but that was
building official code. Book.
Okay.
Of sorts.
Yeah, that would be code book. But go ahead.
BOCA.
We
can make something up. So in other words, so now Naperville is notorious, right? They're writing everything has to be ADA accessible right now if you build a home.
Really?
All right. So you do have local ordinances that are changing they're setting their own ordinances.
But I will tell you what, it's frustrating. And I feel your pain, Carol, because Mike knows this working with me. Where I'm building my house, I'm in Northbrook. I have one street. Is the village of Northfield, okay,
yes.
Or is the township of Northfield, and then the other street is Cook County, and if you cross the street, it's different rules, and it's frustrating as heck when you're doing things like trying to find.
Do you have different building inspectors, Sean?
No, because I got one building inspector, but I understand what Carol's saying. She wants to read the written word in black and white on paper or on a screen.
Totally understand.
And it's difficult to acquire that because each town, each municipality, each township from street to street, in some cases, like where I'm building, it's different if you go one street to the north, one street. It's crazy.
I'll scare you again. And then even the building inspectors are left to their own interpretation.
Yes.
Okay. So, but I appreciate what you're saying, Carol, but there has to be somebody that can give you some foundational information.
I'm thinking it's
a plumbing contractor.
Wouldn't the plumbers be aware of what the latest...
I would think so. But I think you're saying, Carol, you kind of don't trust them in this situation?
No, she wants to read it herself.
Right. And not only that, but the plumber I did talk to says he's not sure that this ordinance went into effect.
Oh, great.
So how do I even check to find out if the ordinance is for sure or if they're having us do it and it doesn't go into effect until January?
Sell the house and see if you get in trouble.
Yeah. They won't give us the transfer stamps.
I don't know. Would that happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, here, according to one of our listeners, he said he recommends the entire code is on the web. So I don't know if you've tried the internet or not. Is Calumet City Hall open or Township Hall or whatever Calumet City is?
No.
Okay, there's your challenge. Okay.
Well, maybe you can still access.
Well, I guess you're screwed, Carol. Access. Thanks for calling the show, and we're going to send you.
We are absolutely no help.
We are absolutely no help. We're going to.
You don't even know what bokeh means.
We don't even know what bokeh or boop means, and we're going to send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning products. So please hold.
Carol, you know what? I can check with our plumbers and see what they can figure out for you.
So hang on, Carol. All right, my friend. Thanks for listening.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're awesome. 312-981-7200. Gail, you got a question about sticky stuff from your cabinet?
Yes. Yes, I have. I purchased a short sale, and there's sticky paper all over the place on all the shelves and the closets, the cabinets, and I'm having a heck of a time trying to remove it. Does anybody do that for a living, where they'll come out and take all the sticky paper away?
Where are you located, Gail?
Villa Park.
Joe loves. Joe loves.
I'll tell you what. I'll come there with that David Haas guy. But here, there's a product called Goof Off, and I'm not kidding. That used to be my nickname in high school.
No, Goof. G-O-O-F. We've used it.
Goof Off.
Yeah.
We'll
take. Yeah, I use Goof Off. I use all the other products out there that I could find. All I end up with is a big headache because you put that stuff down and you're smelling that stuff for a half hour and you watch. Walk around dizzy.
How about going to Tom Janke and buying new cabinets?
Just for these shelves.
You know, the sad part is they're nice wooden cabinets. They have nice wooden shelves, and they have a couple layers of that paper in there. And you go to pull it off, and it comes off in little strips or little pieces.
Oh, so you can't even get the paper off. All right. So maybe a wallpaper
guy. Somebody does that for a living, where they'll come out and remove it.
That would be a terrible living, wouldn't it, Carol? We wouldn't wish that on anybody, Gail.
All right, we got to hit a break, Gail. We're going to put you on hold.
I'll see what I can find out from my painter.
How's Joe's going to give you a call after the show, okay? Gail, hang tight for your Mr. Floor complimentary cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Mike, we're coming to you after the break. Mike, you've been sitting there patiently for an hour and a half. It feels like a year and a half. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That is the Mega Pros call and text line, and we will be back after news and traffic.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to thank Mark. He sent in a text. Go to munico.com. This is for my realtors out there or anybody out there that wants to see code. Municode.com, M-U-N-I-C-O-D-E.com. So there. You
here we know what BOCA stands for.
What is BOCA there, Tracy? Go.
Building Officials and Code Authority.
Okay. Well, thank you
or
for that.
Or administrators.
Or administrators authority. Well, let's fight over that word.
I'm just telling you, a text.
Okay. A four-syllable word.
312-981-7200, Megapros, call and text line. Mike, you're up. But first, I want to throw it out to Mary Beth in Milwaukee. She had a question for Donna. Go ahead, Mary Beth, quick.
Yep, thanks for taking my call, Donna. I was just wondering, when you opened up and you gave some statistics, 10 to 15% drop in home sales for October, November, and the year after the election of those 4 years is the best for home selling and buying. Is that throughout the United States, or is that just for Illinois and your area?
Though those statistics are national statistics taken from 1963 to 2019, on election years versus non-election years.
In blue states, if the Democrat won, and red states, if the Republican won.
No, that was the next part of the conversation, which was what happens on the year afterward and just the variance of different areas. But overall, from October to November in a non-election year, the price differential would be, I mean, the activity differential is 10%. In an election year, it's 15 from October to November.
And it was sales, both sales, selling a house and buying a house is the best the year after following the election.
Yeah, historically, it's the first year of the four immediately following the election that is very strong and the best of the 4 years.
For sales and buying.
Correct, because what it tracks is sales, which would mean selling and buying, because somebody's selling, somebody's buying. Right. So they're just tracking the actual sales.
Yeah, you can't sell something unless you have a buyer.
Right.
All right, so hang on, Mary Beth. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Ashley will pick you up. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mike from Peerless Fence. By the way, Mike, we love the inspectors.
Yes, we do.
In Northbrook. We love them. We absolutely adore them. I'm going for my final permit. Everybody in Northbrook Building Department, you've been fantastic to work with during the past.
But they have. You said
no. They have. Right. And, you know, they've got their shtick, and we've got to deal with their shtick. And we, you know, at least they tell you what they're not happy with. And
very
Mike's
good with
like,
communication.
Very good with communication, but we love them, especially now to the end of the year, until our product's done. They're on the top of the stem of the cherry. Everybody
they don't just tell you what's wrong. They give you, you know, the avenue to go down to fix it if something is wrong.
And so, when you fix it right. and you remedy the challenge, they're very happy.
Yeah, most building inspectors are reasonable.
That's it. Right. All the builder wants to know, and you guys are builders, is, okay, what needs to be fixed and what's the easiest way to rectify the challenge that you're not happy with?
It's relatively straightforward.
To be in code. Right. How do we overcome it? And then you go to the homeowners and you're like, it's another 10 grand. 312-981-7200. Everything's another 10 grand.
At all costs.
Right. And then the builder looks at the guy and goes, it is what it is, David. What are you going to do? I'm like, okay, Ben, I'm an ATM machine here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Sophia in Round Lake. And a lot of people that are listening right now, a lot of our listeners, and I hate saying people, but a lot of our listeners are thinking the same thing. And they have the same question for Roy. They have the same question for Byron. How late in the season can you go to install a fence?
We don't stop.
All year round.
Yep. I think we only really shut down right around Christmas time just for the holiday, but we pick right back up in January. A lot of it really has to do with, like, you'll hear people talking about frost lines and footing depths, which is the actual concrete, the hole that the post of the fence goes into. But typically with our zone, you know, the ground really never freezes solid. Like, it's usually between like 10, 20 inches or so.
How deep in the ground do you have to go?
Got to check out your codes. Standard is 36 inches, so 3 feet down, usually about an 8 to 12 inch diameter post hole footing. But some villages will require you to go down 42 inches just because they're talking about getting below this frost line. So you'll hear that a lot from, you know, customers of ours, like, oh, well, you know, we want to make sure that's deep enough so, you know, the posts don't come popping out of the ground.
Okay.
Well, realistically speaking, though, like where we are zoned, like the ground really never freezes, like I said, past 20 inches or so.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. We love the pictures, so keep sending in the pictures. And the listener... who from 630, Mr. Floor is going to be calling in at after the next break to answer your...
It looks fixable.
Yeah.
It really does.
You see what a picture does?
Right.
I mean, we thought, well, it's Pergo.
I think it's an engineered floor.
It's an engineered
floor.
And
I think once you show that to Igor, he's going to say, yeah, I can fix that.
Okay. 312-981-7200. What is the backup with fencing right now? How backed up are you to install? And you're still taking calls and still giving quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you past Christmas? Are you into the new year? Where are you right now?
You know, realistically, it's gonna come down to material. Wood is a little bit easier to grab. It's a little bit quicker for us to install.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, we've got, you know, a pretty decent amount of buying power. I mean, Peerless is a relatively larger company than some of the other ones out on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that played to our advantage, definitely. But realistically, it's going to be material dependent. You know, something like the fence we did over at your house, like right now, I think our manufacturer is telling us it's going to be like 10 to 12 weeks before they can even get us material.
Really?
Really.
So I went with the vinyl, Joe, because I didn't want to. I had the oak fence. Oak?
I think you had an old cedar fence.
Cedar fence. You're right. It was an old cedar fence. Yeah. And you know, I had to bring out people to reinforce it because it was popping off the posts, and I had to spray it down and maintain it, wasn't forget it, and I'm just like, I'm done.
Well, we had the customer or the listener texted in last time I was here when we were talking about power washing the cedar fence to try and get it a little bit.
That's right.
He actually texted me later in the day, sent me a picture of his fence, and he's like, oh, look, man. He's like, I, you know, power washed it and brought it back to life, basically.
Good.
But again, like I said before, there's no real, you know, getting that fence or that cedar wood back up to what it once was because it's sitting out in the
elements.
It's
beautiful.
You know?
It is gorgeous when it goes in.
Oh, yeah. It smells good, looks beautiful. It's great. But it's just not built for the elements.
There's nothing better than a cedar fence when you put in a brand new cedar fence that like reddish color and it smells good. It just looks great.
Well, I'll tell a lot of people too, if you're thinking about buying a cedar fence, well, one of my first questions for anybody is, are you planning on staining or painting this at all? Because if you're planning on staining or painting it, I might, you know, refract you over to doing like a green treated pine fence, because the aesthetic appeal of it obviously is a little bit less than cedar. You know, it's like green treated pine you see all over the place.
What's the price difference on that?
It's pretty substantial, honestly. I'd say depending on the fence style, the fence height, it could be anywhere from like 15% to 20%. It really just depends on
a couple other factors.
You could make an argument. Typically, when we do cedar fences, like a lot, there's something that's called a postmaster out there, which is a steel post that's concealed by a cover board. If we're selling a cedar fence now, that's really the best way to go, because you're going to get the longevity out of it, right? So the main thing to worry about is the ground contact with the post. So sure. If you got a wood post or like railroad ties or your garden or whatever, those will rot out real quick.
Yeah.
It's going to be in 10, 15 years, give or take. But you also got to keep in mind that cedar is not the same as it was 30 years ago to what it is now. This is all like young growth, basically, tree farms. You know, like they put up all the restrictions, cutting down forests and stuff like that, where all that old growth had, you know, a little bit different tannin and resins in it.
It's a hardier wood.
Exactly, exactly. So now it's not, you know, and over time, as you know, Joe, like, you know, lumber nominal measurements get smaller and smaller and smaller. So, you know, basically what I'm saying is you're getting a different product nowadays that sees a lot quicker rot and decay. So if you're thinking about buying a cedar fence right now for that aesthetic appeal, highly, highly recommend inquiring about the Postmaster.
So the Postmaster is a sleeve?
No, it's a steel post, actually. It's like a C-channel, if you will. So you drop it into the ground just like you normally would, just a normal standard post. And then they screw the rails in instead of nailing the rails in, which is like the 2x4, the 2x3 that runs horizontally across the fence.
That's what happened in my backyard. It all popped out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's actually a, you know, a better construction, because like I said, if you're doing a wood fence, you're nailing those rails into the wood, right?
And they rust and over time and weather. I'll tell you what else did it. The gardener, we had wood chips in my backyard because I got two gigantic dogs that would dig up the grass. So I'm like, enough of this. You know, I did wood chips throughout the whole backyard, and when the landscapers brought the wood chips in, they pushed it up against the fence.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yep.
Right. I know. So then I had to a couple of years ago, I had to dig it back out, pull all the mulch back, whatever.
And then your fence is already turning into mulch at the bottom of it.
Thank you very much.
It's all rotten out. You know what I mean? That's exactly what I always tell people, too, is like, you know, when we go to install a fence, it's typically, depending on the grade of the yard, which means the slope of the yard, we'll try and install a fence anywhere from like 1 inch to 3 inches above the ground, specifically for that reason. So expansion and contraction of the freezing and thawing of the ground. But yeah, when it comes to that, I'll tell people, keep stuff away from the fence. I mean, like, I get it. People like putting planters on it, or, you know, there's certain circumstances where, you know, there's just no way around it. You got a garden bed next to your fence. It's just really recommended to try and keep a lot of that stuff away from, especially if we're talking a wood fence. You know, vinyl, you might not have to worry about it as much, obviously, because, you know, it's maintenance-free, basically, if you will. But yeah, if you're thinking about cedar fence, definitely inquire about those steel posts. And again, if you're doing anything, if you're planning on staining or painting, don't spend the extra money on the cedar. You're going to cover up that natural beauty. If you're doing a cedar fence, clear coat, really, really light color stain, maintain the really nice look that you bought the fence for.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach you before we hit the break?
224-636-1690.
All right, we're going to hit the break here, and my mic's going in and out. I don't know what's happening there.
I'm doing that, and I'm controlling
it. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sounds real good. Our listeners,
wouldn't it be funny if I could, though?
Actually, our listeners love that. 312-981-7200. We've got on deck. It would be great if you could do that for Donna, because she just talks. She doesn't know what she's saying. 312-981.
I've been very good today.
We got different, different definitions of good, but that's good. 312-981-7200.
Maybe you bit your lip when you were eating.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We've got the on deck segment coming up. Then we've got Matt and Crystal Lake. Melissa has got a buckling question, which is never good. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Tom Jenke, how are you, buddy?
I am good today.
You hit him straight?
No, I'll tell you one thing. It's a very difficult time with all the leaves, so I think I'm done playing for the year.
All right. Well, that's what I think you were done playing in June. I saw you golf. You weren't that good.
I think you're done playing forever.
I think you could have just sell your clubs, Tommy, and buy you're another done. Motorcycle. I know what you got invested in those clubs. You could probably get a nice bike for those. So what are you going to be talking about next weekend, buddy?
We're going to be talking about exterior doors. You know, this is the season where obviously we can see that our weather has changed. And at, it seems like at this particular time, people start rushing in and buying exterior doors before the real cold comes in. So we've got a, we're running a special right now because people put some six-panel fiberglass doors, go to the big box stores. They're about $260 pre-hung. We have them here brand new, $169.99. So we're going to be putting several doors on special, and you know, tis the season, and you know, before the snow flies, get those doors replaced.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach you before next weekend, buddy. How do they do that?
It is 708-343-3900.
All right, you'll be in next Saturday. Look forward to seeing you, my friend.
I'm gonna be there. Hey, just real quick, I was listening to Carol with her Boca story. Two things. Number one is, you know, Boca is building official code administration. I dealt with it for years with the tubs, and I think what she's running into with her municipality is on the tub valves, it doesn't have a pressure balance valve. That's why they're making them put them in. So, have her check her codes.
Do you sell those?
I dealt with, what's that?
Do you sell those in your shop?
That I don't. But you know what? You hire a professional a plumber, just like what Joe was saying. A lot of times what they'll make them do is put this pressure valve, pressure balance valve in conjunction with two handles. It's the stupidest code in the world, but welcome to the world.
But Tommy, it's to avoid scalding, is that correct?
Yes, that is anti-scalding, right. Correct.
Yeah, but you know. It
doesn't matter in a tub. I understand having the anti-scalding in a shower. You're standing right there and that water's hitting you. In a tub, it's completely different. It is, in my opinion, it is an asinine rule, but I dealt with this for 30
years. Can you say asinine on this
years.
Radio station?
No, both of you just did. So find out if we're on the air. Find out next weekend if we're here or they're playing the best of Lou Manfredini. But if our listeners
want to... It is a real word.
But if we got to get... I got to get to Igor. Real quick, we'll talk about the code next week. Our listeners want to reach you. Where you located?
We are 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall. Again, 708-343-3900.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next day. And we got a closing on your home Monday.
No, you have a closing on my home on Tuesday. So thank you very much. Your guys did an outstanding job. And my son is going to become a first-time homeowner. And I'm going to be down one more house. Thank goodness.
Take care, buddy. 312-981-7200. Yep, we did Gift of Equity, which we'll talk about next weekend. Igor, how are you?
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am tremendous. We had I sent you a picture of the text. One of our texters sent in a picture of her hardwood floor, her hardwood floor that was laminate. Can you help that listener? Joe, explain what the floor is, my friend.
Did you see it, Igor?
Yeah, I took a look at the picture that that David sent over, and I see it actually looks like an engineered wood floor to me with some light burnish marks or scratch marks on the surface.
That's what me and Donna
thought. It's very, very common, David. We see this a lot. We get a lot of calls from listeners and from our clients that experience this sort of thing. It is very possible that we can help this particular caller.
Perfect.
And how should they reach out to you?
So they can give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or just visit us online at www.mrfloor.com. Get in contact with us, and we'll be happy to actually come out to their home and take a closer look and inspect it for them.
In 30 seconds or less, what would you do to solve that scratch on that engineered floor? Quick.
So depending on what caused it, if it's a burnish mark, it could be from some chair legs. You know, they have those Teflon hard pads. Sometimes those will actually leave those types of white-looking marks on a floor. And we can actually buff that out. We can actually use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner in some cases to actually remove that. If it's a little deeper than that, David, we can perform what's referred to as a screen buff and reseal process where we actually do a light sanding of the floor, just very, very light, and then reseal it and by applying a polyurethane coating.
All right. Thanks for calling. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, buddy?
Yeah, give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, an AM 720 phone and text line are open during the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got another hour after news, traffic, and weather. We'll be back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
It's my anniversary coming up. My wife Elise is on the line. It's been a really great run. Thing. She's the love of my life.
A great run.
It's been a great 19 years, right? 19? Yeah, 19. 2000.
2001.
All right. I got May 5, right?
You did.
All right. I got a special treat for you, sweetheart, because I love you so much. right? That's her favorite song.
I got chills, they're multiplying. And I lose control of the power. It's multiplying. It's electrifying.
So,
is it really your favorite song?
Elise, is that your favorite song?
Well, it really isn't. You're the
one that I want. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. You see, there's the trick of a good long lasting relationship. You gotta sing to your wife, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Humor.
Yeah.
She got a lot of things I'm funny.
I don't know about that. 312-981-7200. Now that's funny that you think that your wife thinks you're funny. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. Joe Van Riet is also going to be on next week. Joe, what are you going to be talking about?
I am going to be talking about the importance of a pre-inspection. If you're thinking about selling your house, or you know you want to sell your house, I really believe that it's important to do a pre-inspection before you list it, because more and more I'm seeing huge laundry lists come back from people buying houses, and at times it can break a contract, it could end a sale, and it really adds a lot of anxiety for the seller, not knowing what the inspection is going to come back with. So if you can eliminate that before you even go on the market, I think it's a great thing for your people's mental health and to make their sale easier. So that's what I'm going to talk about.
Phone number?
224-772-4086.
We'll see you next week, my friend. Go sell something. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe, we've got a call for you. We have an echo. Matt in Crystal Lake wants to know about insulation.
Anybody? Hey, Matt.
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Matt. Matt, is your radio on, buddy?
It's off now.
Okay. Well, that's why we got a little echo. So you have a question for MegaPros Joe about insulation.
Yeah, I got a late 1800s farmhouse, no insulation, the exterior walls. I put in a little bit of cellulose for one bedroom. I'm just thinking about expanding that, but I've heard about the cellulose having issues over time with moisture intrusion since we have original windows. There might be a little bit of leak in there, and there's no good flashing. So just wondering, possibly going with closed cell foam or fiberglass instead.
So the closed cell foam is going to be more expensive, is that correct?
Yeah, from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, so, but man, it's going to be a budget decision at this time. You know, the closed cell foam is best.
Okay, because, yeah, I've had some contractors kind of steer me away from that for some reason, so I was just wondering if...
Is there something going on with the 1800 house, Joe?
What do you mean?
Being an older home, not being able to... take the new type of insulation technology?
No, that wouldn't apply. You know what, Matt? If you want, we could have our pro insulator visit and just advise you either way.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, there wouldn't be any charge for it. You could just see what you got going on, and maybe you don't need anything better.
Hey, Matt, I'd like to see your house. Can you take some pictures and text it in? I think it would be kind of cool.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I got a picture of a wall with no insulation.
That gets me going.
Matt, are you doing this all by yourself?
What's that?
Are you remodeling this by yourself?
No, I had some people blow it in. So, yeah, I definitely don't want to mess with the closed cell phone myself.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that. No, I'm talking about the outside of the house and just, you know, the different rooms of the house. Can you send us pictures? Text it in on the MegaPros text line.
Why, Dave? Why?
Because I like old houses.
David really? Likes old houses.
Yeah, back off. You've got your things. This is my thing. 312-981-7200. Hang on, Matt. We're going
to... Yeah, Matt, if you have nothing else to do, you could do that. But if you want, my right, pro insulator will be glad to just advise you.
I'm going
to
send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning products. 312, hang on. Ashley will pick you up.
That's creepy.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to see old houses.
Can you send me pictures of your house?
No, not like that.
No, like all your rooms. Like, go around your house and take pictures of your rooms.
Now, that's creepy.
That's what you said. You said, go around your house and take pictures of your rooms.
That's just like a presidential debate. I didn't say that.
Yes,
that's not what I meant.
We can play it back.
No.
Could you go around your house and take pictures of your rooms?
Yes, that's what I said, but you missed the essence of my conversation. 312-981-7200. Melissa, you've got buckling hardwood floors. Doesn't sound good. How can we help you?
Okay. First of all, Elise is a saint. That's all I want to say.
It's my wife.
Your wife? Yes.
Melissa knows what she's
What are you trying
about?
To... Wait a minute. What the hell is that supposed to mean? I mean, I'm just out of the blue. What are you trying to say? Like, I'm a handful here?
David.
Yeah.
That singing, it's just... Please, keep doing what you're doing. You're really good at it. Singing, no.
That
no,
singing just, no. can make a hardwood floor buckle.
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Okay. All right.
Truly, I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm drinking out of my Hochberg sippy cup right now.
Okay.
I didn't get. I don't have a Hochberg sippy cup.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Maybe,
but go ahead.
You know, stop singing, David, and maybe give the guy a sippy cup.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
Okay. So my mother has, if you like old houses, she's got a house that was built in the late 1800s also. And she's got a parquet floor that was put in, I would say, in the late 70s, early 80s. And it's buckling, and all those tiny little pieces that go into the parquet are coming up. When I went downstairs to the basement and I looked at the ceiling that's right below where it's buckling, she's got some ductwork. There's no insulation down there in the ceiling at all. It's an old basement that has not been restored. I'm wondering, is there condensation coming off of the ducts? It's where the air conditioning and heating is coming through. And it got real bad in the spring and then into the summer.
So, Melissa, you could see now how those little parquets are put together, like that little puzzle piece.
Well, hang on, just to explain, it's 3 to 4 inches long wood that's in a box shape, right? That's what parquet.
Yes, right.
We had
those
it in my home.
Squares. Yep.
In Des Plaines. Yeah.
So what's happening is you're exactly right. That temperature change. It's not even condensation any longer at this point. It's just that temperature change from cold to hot, and that's why you're seeing it right down that path. Is there anything you could do about it?
Sell the house, trying to replace those.
The floor not being, you know, that the floor is sagging, or do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just, well, we've seen it before, where it's just because that duct is affecting the temperature of the floor.
What can she do to solve it?
Is it gone to where it has to be replaced, or is it just a little couple pieces that are out?
It's bad. Really bad. It's a huge area, and it's all buckling.
Yeah, Melissa, I'm afraid you're going to have to replace that, right?
Okay.
Wait.
Hang on, Melissa. How do I prevent it from happening again?
Well, hang on. Where's your mother's house?
Highland Park.
Okay. So that's within your service area. That's definitely in Mr. Floor's service area.
Yes. No, I mean, if for any reason you wanted us to stop by and look at it, we would be glad to. But I'm thinking you have to have it replaced. We've tried to fix up parquet floors before in the 80s and
90s. Right. It's outdated. But should Dykstra go out, Rich Sr. go out and check out the ductwork?
No, I think Igor can answer all these questions. Mr. Floor can.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Melissa, are you in HP 2? Are you in Highland Park 2?
I'm in Evanston.
Okay, so you're right down the street. So here, call Mr. Floor. He's out of Skokie, which is right down the Edens, right? You're all connected. 847-674-7500. And set up.
Love it.
You got it? 847-674-7500. We'll all meet at your mother's house. Does she have a backyard?
She has a huge backyard, and she was contacted by Sun Times many years ago to do a seance in her house because Jean Harlow used to live there.
Oh, no
so I'm telling you right now, David, this house is up your alley.
Okay, I'm glad you said alley.
So you want? Could you take all pictures of all your different rooms and send them to David, please, Melissa?
You know, I don't. That's sick, David. No. No.
I told you it was creepy.
He's going to sing to it.
No, listen, here, I'm going to bring my karaoke machine.
Right up your alley.
I'm going to bring my karaoke machine, and we're going to set up in her backyard.
No, you're not.
And I'm opening with
Tracy.
That's what I'm going to do it.
Tracy just said it's scary.
We're going to invite all the Alta Cockers around the area in Highland Park. And that's my area, Joe. That's where I roll. I'm from Northbrook, Highland Park. You know, it's a little...
Well, I'm going to go somewhere with Melissa and Elise.
Is she east or west of the Edens?
She's east.
Of course. Okay. Ooh, that's big money east of the Edens. Okay. So... I am going to put you on hold. We're going to hook you up, Mr. Flores. Send you Mr.
Flores. Yeah, take care of you, Melissa. If you have any problems, give us a call.
Hang on. And it's not, and I sing great, and it's not creepy. 312-981-7200.
And Gene Harlow lived in the house.
I got to Google that. 312-981-7200. 312.
Want those pictures.
I don't even know what Gene Harlow is. 312-981-7200. We got Jane coming back after the break with a stain on her floor, which is always interesting. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. It's going to love you.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We've got stain talk here. Jane, you have a stain someplace in your home, and we are going to help you get rid of it. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi, David. This is Jane. I have a stain that is on my kitchen floor. It's a porcelain floor that's kind of a sandy pattern, and I put a hair dryer on it. It was after using it. It's one of the portable type with a dome on it, and it has two circular vents on the bottom of it, which after I picked it up, I didn't notice it, and the next day it came back, and the two rings where the vents were from the hair dryer were etched sort of in the tile, and it's an unglazed porcelain, and I didn't know it was etched. I didn't know what it was initially, and then I figured it out, and I've used crud cutters on it, and I've used pine saw and soft scrub on it, and it doesn't remove it, and I wondered if it has penetrated the tile. Is there anything else I can do to repair this?
Joe?
Jane, you sent in a picture, is that correct?
Yes.
So you're saying these are heat patterns, right? So I see
yes,
two circles and it's from heat. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I will tell you that, what town are you in?
Lake Forest.
Lake Forest. I will tell you, out in Libertyville, I have a professional stone guy that I would like him to visit and see what we could figure out.
Can she take out that specific? Is that what, an 8x8, a 12x12?
Yeah, but I mean, trying to match.
It's about a 12x12. Pardon?
Trying to match that.
How about a rug?
No. All right, David, thanks for your help. Okay. I find them intrusive, Jane. Jane, I would like to see if we can do something with that. From heat, it doesn't make sense that
would
it do
burn it?
No,
did it burn stone?
No way, Jane.
It didn't have a dark stain. No, it actually kind of made a white stain, and it's lighter than the rest.
Well, no, it looks like a dark circle. But here, so let me get my stain guy and... not my stain guy.
Don't have like a regular stain guy.
My stone guy. And we can visit.
You should get a stain guy. He'd be very popular.
Yes, we've got a lot of stains going on. But here... Jane, I'd be curious to find out if there is a way that we could fix this, meaning to learn.
Okay.
So we're going to put you on hold. Joe's going to follow up after the show.
Yes, and I'll get back to you, and we'll report back on the show and see if we can what we did for you.
And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Ashley will pick you up. Thanks for listening, Jane, in Lake Forest. 312. Man, we're all over the place.
No, that is unusual, though.
Right, but we got calls from Milwaukee, Lake Forest, Calumet City, all throughout the whole area. That's
all
great.
Really,
I know you find that interesting. 312-981-7200. My buddy Mark Walter, who we just closed on his home. Can you send me that guy from Joe Cotton Ford's phone number? He's a retired Chicago cop. He talks like this. Can you send me that guy? He's texting me, so I'm like, I'm breaking down his text into Chicagoese. Can you send me that guy, Joe Cotton Ford? My son is looking for a pickup truck. So if he's listening, Mark, he was a security guy at LS.
I do.
Right? He let us into park.
I think
that guy.
I fixed it.
He's awesome. We just closed down his home. If our listeners want to give you a call to talk to you about a pickup truck, what's the best number?
The best number is 630-682-9200, or if he wants to call me directly, 630-384-6511.
You didn't give me your cell number.
It's not my cell number.
Oh.
Okay.
I want your cell.
I have a cell number, and I'm not giving it to you. We got a 630 phone number here, text message here for you, Mike, from Peerless Fence. COVID I'm very concerned about COVID, right? I'll break it down. It's like some broken up tech. I'm very concerned about COVID. Do you do quotes via FaceTime? Period. You know, I think we were talking about
FaceTime,
you know, you were talking during the break how you had your cell phone walking around the property, mm-hmm. and the homeowner who was very concerned about COVID, yep. rightly so.
Yep.
Everybody's got their COVID level of concern.
Yep.
They didn't want you near the house or in the house or whatever for whatever reason.
Yep.
You were walking the property on your cell phone.
It was a little odd, but I mean, it worked. You know, it helped her out and made him comfortable.
Right.
Right. So it's, you know, that's basically.
It's not crazy. It's just the times that we're in right now. Right. So you will do that if somebody's very COVID concerned and whatever level of COVID concernedness you have from 1 to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to have any type of contact with anybody, but your fence is falling down. You've had those type of situations where they called you, they're standing in their kitchen or their bathroom or their bedroom, whatever, looking out over the backyard while you're walking it, and you're pointing out, and you're in the area of the challenge that they have. So that's not crazy.
No, it's not at all. And honestly, it's something that we picked up more during COVID, but we were starting to transition to doing some of that prior, like I was saying, just kind of to you know, do like a consultation, basically. But what we do is we use Salesforce, so we can actually pull up a Google overhead map. So we don't even need to necessarily go to the property. So we can do like an over-the-phone consultation. We don't even, like I said, don't even need to meet with the customer, technically speaking. Pull that overhead map, you know, give them a rough budget idea, you know, what they're looking at for the project. And then, you know, if they're interested, we can come out, but we're masked up, you know. I mean, if it's necessary, you know, we can wear gloves if we're opening the gate latches and things like that. But no, FaceTiming, that's perfect. And yeah, no, it's an easier way to do it. But
and face masks are our standard operating procedure for your crew whenever you're
in
contact with any type of.
Without question.
All right. 312-981. Thank you for that text message. I think it's very appropriate for the times. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is a frog in my throat. You hear that? You are listening to
I
Home Sweet Home.
I gave you those cough drops.
I know. I'm going to pop a cup, about six of them, during the break. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That's the MegaPros call and text line. We love text messages. We love phone calls. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Just a little tip for the sales department. I think if we're going to continue to do this through lunchtime.
Because I'm going to pass out right now because you started talking about pizza.
It would be nice to like maybe have lunch hour sponsored by somebody.
Maybe
not that we're asking for free food, but maybe I'm just making a statement, just not saying it, but saying it, if you know what I mean. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Dan in Chicago, you got a question for Mike at Peerless Fence.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, I have a chain link fence, so now I bought this house about a year ago, and I'm on a corner lot, and I was wondering if there's any kind of modifications you guys could make so I could get more privacy, or do I have to have that pulled out to put a new fence in?
So the chain link fence that's in place now, how tall is it?
5 feet.
Okay. So what you can do is, obviously, if the fabric of the chain link is in good condition, they have things that are called like PDS, which is like a privacy slat that you can put in there, you know, like the old school chain link fences used to have like those old aluminum.
Yeah,
they don't do that anymore. It's all vinyl now. But that would be an option to be able to do. You know, they got a bunch of different colors that you could, you know, choose from or whatever. But yeah, we just
How tough is that to put in though, through all those slats?
It's not easy. It's a pain.
It's tedious, right?
It's very tedious. Yeah, you got to weave it in. You know, it's 2 inch by 2 inch fabric. So it takes a, you know, good decent amount of time to do it. But I mean, we do it all the time. You'll see it all over in like trash enclosures, things like that. But we just say that again.
Do you sell those slats?
Yeah, we do. So what we need to do is just basically get the measurements.
Hold on. What did he just say? What's a cello slat?
Do you sell those slats?
Part of your job is to listen, just so you know.
Yes, Dan, we do sell those slats.
Not just talk, David. You have to listen sometimes.
would it be a bad idea to leave that up and put a composite fence up, you know, next to that, or I would
prefer composite.
Can you use a post?
No, so like what you would, every, like we were talking earlier, every town, every municipality, every city's got different codes. So like certain villages, certain towns will let you fence up against the fence. Like if you didn't want to take it down, for instance, for whatever reason. I'll say straight up and foremost, I completely advise against it, because the maintenance between two fences is just going to be a disaster. And especially the fact that it's a chain link fence, it's more or less going to act like a trellis for whatever's growing in there. So if you go and drop money on, if you go and spend like decent amount of money on a new composite fence and you're putting it right up next to a chain link fence, and over time that growth is going to take over, Mother Nature always does, you're going to be, you know, you might have some issues with your new fence in there. And, you know, that's not really what you want to be doing when you just drop, you know, a bunch of money on a brand new fence. So I would advise not fencing against it, taking it down and replace it if that's, you know, within your budget. And if it isn't, then we would just come out, take the measurements for the chain link, and then, you know, give you an option for just, you know, putting in those privacy slats like we were talking about.
Where in Chicago are you, Danny?
Northwest side, Edison Park.
Okay, you handle Edison Park.
Yep, we do.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, bud. We're going to put you on hold, and Mike's going to give you a call on the way home. Okay, Dan?
That sounds great.
All right, buddy, hang tight, and tell Ashley which Mr. Floor Cleaning product you would like. Steve, you got a drywall challenge. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question about drywall. I've been in my house now for about 3 years. I've noticed that within the last year, some of the drywall is buckling in my downstairs area, and there's also, they didn't use screws to put the drywall in, they used nails. And the nails are starting to pop out. I was just curious, is this something that I could potentially repair? Or is this something where all that drywall needs to be replaced?
Wasn't there, like, cheap drywall coming from China a couple of years ago? Or is that, was that?
Different problem. That's okay. Where the paper would peel back after you.
So this hasn't got to do with that? Okay.
No, but you're probably right, Steve. When you're seeing nail pops, that they're nails, they're not screws, correct?
Yeah, there's nails.
Right. Steve, you can double screw that, and you'd be able to suck that back in, I believe. I mean, that's something you could do yourself. When you say buckling, where is it buckling?
It's kind of like you could see the whole piece of drywall. It's all on the ceiling, where it kind of looks like you could see. I don't know if it was just poor work that was done, but you could see the pieces of drywall kind of separately, and they kind of have just this sloping kind of dome look to them.
Yeah, I got it. So meaning it was a sloppy job, right? A sloppy tape job. Yes.
Where do you live, Steve?
I live in Hoffman Estates.
Okay.
It's bowing up?
No, I think
No. Bowing downwards. Okay. Not like a dome. The opposite of a dome.
Okay.
We can have somebody stop by and take a look at it for sure. But you know, if you're saying, can you do that work yourself? Absolutely, I would think so. But we could have somebody stop by and take a look at it. You could send us pictures.
Is that safe? I mean, is the drywall going to fall down?
I don't think you don't have any dangerous problems. This is mostly aesthetic stuff, right, Steve? It doesn't look
correct.
Good. Right.
Right. Is there any, Donna, when you're selling homes, there are a lot of people looking for
buckled ceilings?
Buckled ceilings?
No,
is that a big selling point?
Or nail pops. They don't like nail pops.
They don't like nail pops. They don't like tape coming off of drywall.
Just asking.
Steve, you could, you definitely, it is something you could do yourself with a screw gun and a couple screws. You could double screw each one of those nail pops, if you will, and you could suck that back in. As far as the taping the joints, that takes a little bit more skill. If you need somebody to do that, we could do it.
All right, hang tight, buddy.
Or any good painter can do it as well.
We're going to get your information. If you could send pictures, are you at home now or are you in your car?
I'm in my car. I'm almost home. I'm like 5 minutes away.
All right. Well, when you get home, take some pictures.
Stop for a burger. Do something good for yourself, Steve. Stop somewhere, get a burger,
bring one to us.
Yeah, and have a milkshake.
I think there's a Portillo's close over there.
All right. Hang tight, buddy. Snap some pictures and send it to us on the Mega Pros call and text line, the same number that you called. Send us some pictures of that so we can check it out. Okay, buddy? 312-981-7200. Please pick up Steve and find out which Mr. Floor cleaning product he wants. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got a text message here for you, Tracy, from 847 about white vans. People, our listeners are listening, are interested in white vans, which you talked about, wrapping the white van. Sammy, let's take us to a break here. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call and text line. Last 15 minutes of the show coming up.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 630, Fence Boy. I put it, you put
Fence
in a...
Fence Boy.
That's your new name.
That's your new name. How do you like it?
I don't know, it's kind of degrading.
No, it's not.
Degrading?
No.
He said you were degrading him.
All right, Fence Man.
He's feeling marginalized.
You put in an aluminum fence 14 years ago when you were 13.
I was going to say, I did not.
Yes, you were 13 years old. Some of the floor day less finals have paint chimped off. Do you refinish those?
I did not catch
floor it. Floor de lis finials? Oh, is that what you're trying to say?
Okay, Mr. French. It says floor de less
French
finals.
Boy.
Yeah, French boy.
French boy.
French man.
Fence man to you, sir.
Okay.
You
okay.
French fence boy.
Okay, Mr.
It's going to get bad real soon.
Mr. Interpreter. Mr. UN over there. Okay, some of the what?
Floor de lis finials. So
okay.
It's like a decorative topper on it.
Okay,
the
so that has... I'm just reading it. Okay, so, okay, whatever that is. Have paint chipped off. Do you refinish those, or is it cheaper to buy new?
It's an existing aluminum fence, you said?
Said aluminum, yep.
Depending on what the manufacturer or who the manufacturer was, we might be able to replace them, but typically you just end up buying a new one. So what we need is need the information, the manufacturer of the fence, the style of the fence. One, to make sure that any new ones that we buy will match, you know, because over time some of the specifications from the manufacturers will change, you know, different gauges of aluminum, different sizes of pickets. So it'd really just be a matter of determining, like I said, the manufacturer, making sure they still make it, make sure it still fits. If not, then replace your fence.
and say that word one more time.
Floor de lis.
All right. Finials.
Finials. You want to? Finials.
Floor de lis. Finials.
Finials.
Floor de lis.
Oui.
I like the lay de lis finals better, but that's okay. Mike from 815. Mike. Tracy, 815. What is the typical discount you get if you buy more than five vans?
Well, you can qualify for fleet pricing, and depending on what it is, vans, I believe they're about $42.50 in addition to other discounts right now, but it varies based on the model, so it's different amounts.
Is that the same thing with the trucks that you sell? If you buy a certain amount, if you buy in bulk?
Yeah, so customers like Roy, who buy several vehicles, we do them through the fleet program, and the fleet incentives are much larger than the rebates that are given to just every consumer.
312-981-7200, it's MegaPro call and text line. Did you?
Why did you say a customer like Roy instead of me?
A customer like Joe. I need you to be a customer first,
okay.
Joy.
Right.
And then
I'm
then
a Ford customer.
Then I'm going to learn
sakes.
To butcher your name like Ray does.
Like Ray does.
Yeah.
How many pumps fail, Joe? Or Roy, how many pumps fail? We have a special caller, Roy. You know, Roy Spencer in here. What percentage of pumps fail, Roy Spencer impersonator?
100%.
100%. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about trucks and cars and fleets and getting their van serviced, what number do they reach out to?
630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
312-981-7200. Question for Donna from the 847. What is the typical lead time to sell a home in this market, Donna?
Depends on your agent.
It's a loaded question.
Yes, it is a loaded question. It depends on the area. Depends on how you're priced.
Running?
Right now, I'm running under 15 days.
15 days. Four for my friend.
Remember? Four for your friend, yeah.
That you sold Joe's home.
Yes.
Joe's friend's home.
Yeah. It depends on the area. It depends on the town, the agent, how aggressively they're marketing the property, and if it was priced correctly, if it was overpriced, or if it was underpriced.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Natalie in Chicago, you have a question for Joe.
Yes. If you're browsing online and you're looking at homes, and whoever listed the home is showing it in the brick in a different color than what the actual brick color is that a costly procedure? Does it involve acid wash? Does it involve painting? What? When you see it, you're like, oh, that looks nice in that color. And why would a realtor do that?
A double question.
Oh,
so, Donna.
Yeah, so, but you're saying that the photo has been altered?
Well, they show it the actual brick, and then they show it a different color. I'm sure Donna.
That's called a rendering. Yeah, it's called a rendering. Like, it gives you an idea of what the house could look like. It's done through Photoshop. So you've got, you know, you have companies or individuals who will take a picture and then say, this is what it looks like now, and this is what it could look like. They can do that with furniture. They can take things in out, change colors.
Do it with people?
You can do it with people. Regular you can take people. Them in or out. Yeah. So they're just trying to give you an idea of what it could look like. Now, I've had clients who have painted their brick. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but they've done it.
So we've painted brick. We've acid washed brick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could soda blast it. There's a lot of different things you can do with brick.
But let me ask you, if you have a dark brown brick or a dark reddish brown brick, you know, your typical brick, can you turn that into like a blue brick or a white brick or an off color?
You could paint it.
You could paint. Is it going to stick and adhere, or are they going to have to paint it every 5 years?
Same thing with the, if you prep it right, you'll be fine.
Because it will absorb into the brick?
It's mostly your primer, prep coat.
Mm-hmm.
How's that, Natalie? Make sense?
Okay, but is it costly? Say if it's like a 3,000 square foot home, you know, half brick, is that a costly procedure? That's what I'm
to paint
wondering.
Half brick of the house?
Yeah, all the way around. It's more than a dollar.
I mean, no, the part that's brick, that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've got a typical 3,000 square foot house.
Yeah, so you're saying only the front of the house, Natalie?
Yes.
Front of the house, I'm guessing $5,000, $6,000. I mean, total guess.
I had a client who did it herself.
Do you have her phone number?
Like
give her phone number to Natalie.
Yeah, she's got
thank
nothing
you.
Going on.
I don't think she has any workers' comp insurance, though.
No, not me.
Yeah, $750. You know, the lady likes to get covered in paint, and she's
Natalie,
got nothing going on.
Natalie, all these guys are goofing around here. But, Natalie, we could take a look
at it. Oh, Mr. Serious over here.
Okay. We could have our painter take a look at it for you.
Hang on, Natalie. We're going to put you on hold and send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 630 from about 2 hours ago. Question, current refinance mortgage. Current mortgage is $175,000 loan. Equity in the home is $160,000. So basically, they're close to 50 loan to value. Current rate is 5.675. You will be shocked to know how many of our listeners still have 5% loan.
Really?
Bank is offering 3.25% with $2,500 in total closing costs, but they say they will guarantee the rate till closing. Closings are now 90 days. So here's the deal. If your bank's quoting you a rate and they're saying it for 90 days, typically they will hold that. I will tell you that 3.25 on a close to 50 loan-to-value loan, you should be able to get your full closing costs, a full credit, at 175 loan amount with a value over 300,000. You know, under 60% loan to value, you get a bump in premium, which means you could get a lower rate. 312-981-7200. We've only got a couple of minutes here, so let's go around and everybody say goodbye. We have to leave in about 2 minutes. Tracy, what nugget of information would you like our listeners to remember you from and by until the next time you're on?
Well, the most important thing right now is if you're looking to take advantage of the Section 179 and get your tax write-off, do it now. Don't wait until December because we're going to run out of trucks. And right now there is a good inventory, but it's going to dry up quickly. So come in now. Come see us at Joe Cotton Ford, 630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
And my buddy Mark Walters just texted you. He's going to be buying a truck from you. Mike from Peerless Fence, if our listeners want more information about Peerless Fence and Fleur de la Fenaise fence ornaments.
French lessons.
How do they reach you?
They can give me a call on my cell phone. It's 224-636-1690.
And Donna Sattler from Remax at Home in Rolling Meadows. If our listeners would like to get more information about buying or selling their home or hiring you to perform real estate services for them, how do they reach you?
They can call me at 847-651-3300.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
That's actually better.
On.
Seriously, people
hang
heard
on.
That logo,
it's right next to it. Hang on.
847-658-8989. It's right there.
It's literally the button right next
to it. All right, so here I just heard you did a loan for Janky. You did mine. You did my son's.
Yep.
You do so many customer loans for us.
Yep.
So we so appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you. I did a loan for your wife on the house that you don't even know she has. 312.
Did she get that house?
Yeah. 751-1333. Call me at 855.
Got everything she wanted in the house?
Yeah. I gave her a great rate. Better rate on, you know, than you got. You can call me during the week, 855-56-DAVID. 855 56David or go to 56David.com. You haven't listened to Home Sweet Home Chicago, you go to our website, WGNDavid.com, for podcasts of previous shows and to get all of our experts' contact information. You can also follow us on Facebook, David Hochberg on Facebook. We're going to post all the videos. Great job, Erica. We had some internet challenges, but great job as always. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody.